Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Top Republican negotiators are back on Capitol Hill after announcing a deal last night with the White House that would raise the nation's debt ceiling. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, House Republicans now must rally support among their caucus and have a vote this week.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy characterized the agreement Sunday as positive. Speaking to reporters, he thanked the White House for their part in the negotiations.
We know at any time when you sit and negotiate within two parties that you got to work with both sides of the aisle. So it's not 100% what everybody wants, but when you look, the country is going to be stronger.
The speaker says he has solid Republican support for the deal, claiming that 95% of his conference is excited about what they see. That said, a handful of Republican lawmakers have expressed opposition to the proposal. McCarthy is set to speak with President Biden again today, and the White House will brief Democrats later this afternoon. Elena Moore, NPR News, The Capitol.
It's now up to the state Senate in Texas whether the state's Attorney General Ken Paxton keeps his job. He was suspended yesterday after the Texas House voted 121-23 to adopt articles of impeachment. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Paxton has been accused of constitutional bribery, dereliction of duty, and retaliation against former employees. Democratic House Representative James Tallarico.
I couldn't be prouder of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle in the Texas House. In this age of extreme partisanship and polarization, Democrats and Republicans came together to hold a corrupt public official accountable.
Paxton has denied any allegations of wrongdoing. He's been immediately suspended from his duties pending a trial in the Texas Senate. Paxton has been under investigation for years by the FBI after being indicted on securities fraud charges in 2015, but has yet to stand trial. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Ukraine says Russia's overnight drone assault on Kyiv was the biggest since its invasion began. Officials say 40 out of 54 drones targeted the capital. The BBC's Charles Haviland reports.
With Ukraine saying most of these dozens of drones were shot down, President Zelensky has praised Ukraine's air defense forces and rescue services. He said that every time drones and missiles were intercepted, lives were saved. One man was, however, killed by falling debris. The assault came on the day that Kyiv celebrates its founding, more than 1,500 years ago. Moscow has pressed on with other attacks. In the Kharkiv region, the governor said Russian shelling had killed two elderly people. Officials say strikes in Kharkiv and Zaporizhia injured at least seven more.
The BBC's Charles Haviland. This is NPR News from Washington. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is claiming victory in today's presidential runoff election. Official results have not yet been announced. Erdogan had failed to collect enough votes 2 weeks ago to win outright and faced a challenge from 74-year-old Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition party. Erdogan has been in power in Turkey for 20 years. Memorial Day road trippers are spending less on gasoline than they did last year, and that may be one reason why more people are hitting the road. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, AAA estimates that some 37 million Americans are driving long distances this holiday weekend.
Gasoline isn't cheap. It's around $3.50 a gallon on average, but that's a lot cheaper than it was a year ago. More than a buck a gallon cheaper. The app Gas Buddy says compared to last year, U.S. drivers are spending $1.6 billion less to fuel up this holiday weekend. The U.S. uses more gasoline than any other country, by a mile. But government analysts say that thanks to more efficient vehicles and the rise of electric cars, we're actually using less gas now than we did a few years ago. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Most of Main Street in Red River, New Mexico remains closed today after a shootout at a motorcycle rally yesterday. Police say motorcycle gang members began firing at each other. The mayor says three people were killed and five others were wounded. Linda Calhoun says the shooters have been apprehended. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.